Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The psalmist's prayer in Psalm 80, 19, is not to an imaginary deity whose blessing is dependent upon man's effort and endeavor. Rather, his appeal is to the Lord God of hosts. This literally means he who has all power and is the commander of the hosts of heaven as well as those of the earth. He is not a God who waits upon the activity of man's free will, but rather is the one who causes his people to be willing in the day of his power. The psalmist desires the presence of the Lord himself, as he says, "Cause thy face to shine." This is exactly what Paul describes to the Corinthians when he said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." There is no other avenue of blessing to the sons of men than that which arises in and through a knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Savior of sinners and the Lord God of heaven and earth. Paul willingly cast off all of his religious and cultural traditions for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. "I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." Then the psalmist brings forth the conclusion of that work which he desired for the Lord to perform. "We shall be saved." He understood that what the Lord undertakes to perform will be done, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Have you been cleansed by Christ?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.